Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. Then again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
There is something here that's sort of for you.
Mom, what is it?
Simon, my new assistant.
Well, g'day.
Thanks, Mom.
Will this be cash, check, or charge?
Pardon me, I have work to do.
Mom.
Oh, Connie, you're up. Good morning.
Anything in the mail?
No, it doesn't look like... wait a minute. Maybe...
What? What is it?
Be patient. Ah, it came.
What came?
There is something here that's sort of for you. Well, actually, it is for you, though it came to me because I ordered it.
Mom, what is it?
It's this. A credit card.
You're kidding. A credit card?
Uh-huh. Now, I think you've reached an age where you can handle the responsibility.
I don't believe it. My very own credit card?
Uh-huh. Now, it never hurts to start building a good credit rating as soon as you can. Here.
Wow! Thanks, Mom! My own credit card!
Now, you might want to read the conditions that come with it. It's the kind of a card that you have to pay off at the end of each month. Now, as responsible as I expect you to be, I don't want you carrying over a lot of bills and interest payments. That's not smart use of your money. Understand?
Yeah. Look, it has my name on it and everything.
That's because it's your card.
My card. Thanks, Mom.
Uh-huh.
If the Stories and Adventures in Odyssey album 68, Out of the Blue, have one thing in common, it's...
Your parents are going to be so surprised.
Dad!
Surprise, guys!
Henny and Wooten are going to be so surprised.
What a surprise.
It's Adventures in Odyssey album 68, Out of the Blue, a collection of twists, gotchas, and surprising truths. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club CD and download. Check it out at witsend.org.
Jack? Connie, anybody here?
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Walton.
Ah, hi, Eugene. We're here to do the windows.
Excellent. But who, pray tell, is the we you're referring to?
Oh, sorry. Eugene Meltzner, this is Simon, my new assistant.
Greetings, Simon.
Well, g'day. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Meltzner.
Oh, please, call me Eugene.
Okay, Eugene.
You're not from around here, I presume?
Now, Simon's family is from Australia. His dad just took over the supply company I order from. He asked me if I'd take Simon on as an apprentice this summer.
Well, Simon, I must say that you are indeed learning from the best.
Yeah, that's what my dad says.
Yeah, well, you're all very kind, and as much as I'd like to have a group hug over how good I am at this job, I think I'll just get on with it. My job, that is. But Simon, why don't you start outside on the front windows, and don't forget what I showed you now.
Yes, sir.
He seems like a very nice young man.
Yeah, he is. He is. Enthusiastic, too. So, how are you doing, Eugene?
Me? Fine, thank you.
Are you?
Do I not look fine?
Well, yes, you look fine, Eugene. I'm not talking about how you look. I'm talking about how you are.
Mr. Walton, to what precisely are you referring?
I'm talking about Katrina, Eugene. I heard she left, and I know how you felt about her, and I was concerned, all right? Just make me spell it out, why don't you?
Mr. Walton, I appreciate your concern, but I assure you that I am in complete control of my emotional faculties, and the departure of Katrina will not impair my abilities to perform my duties either here or at the college.
Yeah, so it's been pretty tough, huh?
Been awful. But I'd rather not discuss it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Connie.
Miss Kendall?
So, you got yourself an Australian assistant, huh, Bernard?
Ah, you met Simon.
You don't waste any time meeting newcomers, do you?
Well, it's hard to miss him when he's splashing water all over the front of the building. Cute kid, though.
Maybe I'd better go check his work. Eugene, if you ever need someone to talk to now, just ask me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Walton.
And I'll recommend some people. Oh my God.
Have I missed anything, Eugene? Where's Jack and Jason?
Oh, they're upstairs in the office going over monthly receipts. And what, may I ask, are all these packages?
I've been doing a little shopping, that's all.
Little? Obviously, the meaning of the word has changed. It appears to me, Miss Kendall, as if you've been doing a lot of shopping. Have you come upon an inheritance of some sort? Perhaps an oil well sprung up in your backyard?
You are so funny, Eugene.
Thank you.
I'll have you know that I now have my very own credit card.
Ooh.
So I made a few purchases to, you know, test to see if it was working properly.
I assume it was.
Oh, I guess so. They didn't arrest me or anything. So, how are you doing, Eugene?
Me? Fine, thank you.
Really?
Why does everybody keep asking me that question? Do I not look fine?
It's not how you look, Eugene. Come on, I'm talking about Katrina. How are you doing now that she's gone?
Miss Kendall, I appreciate your concern, but I assure you that I am in complete control of my emotional faculties, and Katrina's departure never mind. I'd rather not talk about it, and I wish everyone would quit harassing me on the subject. Pardon me, I have work to do.
Boy, excuse me for caring.
Well, Simon, I think you did pretty well for your first day's work.
Well, thank you, Mr. Walton. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, you think so? Well, some people think washing windows is a little boring.
Oh. Well, I was wondering...
Yeah?
Well, now that I've got the hang of washing the windows with the squeegee, could I use the power sprayer tomorrow?
The power sprayer?
Yeah.
Already? I'm not sure you're ready for that yet. I'd like to see you get even more experience with the squeegee. We've got some windows tomorrow that are kind of tricky.
Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Well, home.
Well, sorry, but the squeegees and buckets need to be cleaned out first.
Huh?
One of the first rules for any tradesman is to take care of his equipment. Now, the squeegees and buckets need to be cleaned. You just can't leave them dirty like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's see. New skirt, new shoes. Oh, no. It's Mom's birthday tomorrow. Where was my brain? Oh, I have to get her a present.
Hello, Miss Kendall.
Eugene, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm sorry. Has the mall become exclusive only to those who own credit cards?
No, but I just never thought of you as a mall person, that's all.
Neither have I. But as it happens, Bennett's is having a sale on their laboratory smocks. I thought I might invest in a new one.
Well, I should have figured it was something exciting like that.
Hmm?
Eugene, about what happened today?
Today?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't trying to pry into your feelings about Katrina. I was just honestly wondering how you were doing. I've been worried about you.
Oh, well, you need not concern yourself with me, Miss Kendall. I am the proverbial rock.
Right.
I'm certain that in the long term, it is the best thing that could have happened to us both.
Of course.
And I have no doubt that I will be a much better person for her having departed.
Naturally. Anything else?
And I can't think of a time when I've been more miserable.
That's kind of what I figured.
Mm.
Have you eaten dinner, Eugene?
No.
Come on, let's find a restaurant. I'm starving.
Oh. I happen to know of a good restaurant not too far from here.
Well, you lead the way, Mr. Rock. You were right, Eugene. This is a nice restaurant. Mm. The food was good, too.
Yes, I've enjoyed it on many occasions. So, how are your studies coming along?
You asked me that 15 minutes ago.
Your mother?
20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, how about...
Eugene, we have talked about everything there is to talk about. Even your fascinating computer analysis of soil deposits in Odyssey.
Oh, I'm certain we haven't discussed the...
We've talked about everything. Except how you're doing now that Katrina is gone.
Hmm.
I thought that's why we came here to talk. And you've been avoiding it. So, how about it?
Miss Kent... Connie, I'm sorry. I realize it is more difficult to discuss than I ever would have imagined. Her departure has left an incredible void in my life.
Well, that is understandable.
You know, I thought I was stronger than this. I thought I could discipline my mind and heart to accept what was inevitable and move on with my life. And at this moment, I'm not certain that I can.
She's all I think about.
Oh, Eugene.
Hundreds of times I've picked up the phone to call or sat down at my computer to write a letter, but I know I shouldn't. What is painful for me is, I suspect, just as painful for her. A clean break is what we need. I cling to the hope that this truly is the best thing for us. Still, it hurts me more than I can say.
For now, I'm sure it does.
But it hurts in ways that you may not know. My whole world was made better by her. In her absence, my whole world... well, to use the colloquialism, it stinks. Connie, I believe it was a mistake to come here. Can we go, please?
Sure. Waiter, check, please.
Oh, here, I'll give you half.
No way. I invited you to dinner. I'll pay.
It's slightly more expensive than I remembered.
It's no problem. I've got my credit card, and it's not like I'm buying something for myself. I'm doing it for you, too. That's the best way to use it, right?
Well, in principle, I agree, but the logic may be questionable when you consider...
Your bill, madam?
Thanks.
But, Miss Kendall...
I've got it, Eugene. And then now just go on with what you were saying. Why did you suddenly decide it was a mistake to come here?
Well, the memories, mostly. They were slightly more difficult than I'd estimated.
Memories? What memories?
Memories of this restaurant. Katrina and I used to come here quite regularly.
Oh.
This very table, 37. Oh, it's silly, I know.
It is not silly. It's very normal. All the things you're feeling are normal.
Well, then at this point in my life, Connie, being normal is the last thing I want to be. Perhaps I need to do something different, something abnormal, at least for me.
Like what?
I think I'll grow a mustache.
Focus on the Family presents Adventures in Odyssey's 90 Devotions for Kids. Join Wit, Connie, Eugene, Wooten, and your other friends from Odyssey as you discover biblical truths like salvation, prayer, and forgiveness. Check out 90 Devotions for Kids today at witsend.org.
Contact us here at Adventures in Odyssey. Visit our website at witsend.org. Or if you want to talk to someone in person, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Make sure that you have your parents' permission before you call. We always love hearing from you.
Right, Simon, is everything loaded up for the day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you check to make sure we have enough cleaning fluid? Now, we don't want to run out and have to drive all the way back here to get more.
Yes, sir. Hmm. And I've been reading the manual about the power sprayer, and I think I understand how it works.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could do some of the second floor?
Experience, Simon. We'll get you some of that in other areas, and then you'll use the power sprayer and work on second floor windows, all right? Kid keeps going back to it like a broken record. Now, I like your enthusiasm, but I'm not keen on enthusiasm getting ahead of proper training. Give it a couple of weeks first.
A couple of weeks?
Uh-huh. Now, let's go.
Yes, Mr. Walton, whatever you say.
Well, that's what I say. Okay, our first stop, Rathbone's Palace. Okay, Simon, now for a store like Rathbone's Palace, you're going to need a long-handled squeegee to take care of the front display windows. Now, you want to be careful where you put the bucket and watch you don't hit someone with a long handle, okay?
Yes, sir. But wouldn't it be easier if we used the power sprayer?
Yeah, it might seem easier, but it's
Hey, Walton, it's about time you showed up to do some work.
Morning, Bart.
Who's the kid?
Simon Bertle. He's helping me out this summer.
Good for you. Wish I could sidestep the labor laws like that.
I'm not sidestepping.
Look, Walton, you and I gotta have a talk about them windows in the back.
Huh?
I think you keep forgetting about them or something. They are filthy.
Which windows?
The office windows on the second floor.
I cleaned them last week. Did them thoroughly, too.
Yeah, well, all I know
is... Bye, guys! Bye, guys!
Hi, Connie.
Connie?
Anyway, you gotta come back there and take a look. It seems like they've been a mess ever since you left last week, and I ain't paying for no messy windows.
All right, don't get yourself all worked up, Bart. Show me what you're talking about. Look, Simon, get started on these front windows, okay?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And don't leave no streaks. Nothing worse than streaky windows.
Yes, sir.
I'm not questioning your work, Mike.
Well, it sure sounds like you're questioning my work. I cleaned those windows.
Don't leave no streaks. Nothing worse than streaky windows. Oh, brother. You wouldn't have to worry about streaks if you let me use the power sprayer. Get the job done in no time at all. But no, he doesn't trust me. Then again, maybe I could prove him wrong. Yeah, I could do these front windows with the power sprayer, and then he'll see firsthand that I know how to do it. Yeah.
Will that be all?
Yeah, I think so. Are these blenders really any good? I mean, they're not on sale because there's anything wrong with them, right?
Well, will this be cash, check, or charge?
Charge, please. Here's my card.
Thank you. They're the best blenders Rathbone's Palace have. They're on sale because the manufacturer gave us a discounted quantity.
Okay, just so you're sure.
I have one just like it at home. That'll be $27.43 on your credit card.
Okay. It's new, you know.
All our blenders are new.
I meant my credit card.
Oh, I see. Well, there seems to be a problem with the authorization. Let me punch it in again. Strange. It won't give me the authorization for this purchase.
Your computer must be wrong.
It's not our computer. It's the credit office. I'm sorry, but you'll have to pay for this blender in cash.
Cash? But I don't have any cash right now, and my mom's birthday's today.
I'm sorry. I suggest you call your credit card company to find out what's happened. Is it possible you've gone over your credit limit?
No way. I don't even think I have a limit. It's got to be something else.
Maybe it is. I am sorry, though. Please come back when you have it sorted out.
Are you kidding? Just keep your blender!
May I help the next person in line, please?
Over my limit. No way!
All right. I'm all set up and... Wait a minute. I've got to have two hands to hold this thing. And how can I turn on the faucet? I need another pair of hands.
Wait until I call that credit card company. They're going to be sorry for humiliating... Oh, hi. Simon, right?
Yeah, right. Can I ask you a favor?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I really don't have time right now.
It'll only take a second. I just need you to hold this power sprayer while I turn on the faucet. It's right there. Then I'll come back and take it from you, okay?
It's not going to explode or anything, is it?
No, it won't explode. Just point it at the window and I'll take it back from you.
Well... Okay, if you promise to hurry up.
Yeah, it'll only take a second. Here we go!
Oh, hey, this is pretty strong!
I'm coming!
Here, take it, it's coming loose!
Wait, hand it here.
Do you have it?
Not yet, wait, I'm losing it!
Watch out!
Whoa! Oh no, grab it!
Going on here? Look at my window! Oh. What did you do to my window, Connie?
Me? It wasn't my fault.
The power sprayer? What's that doing out here?
Oh, no. It's my fault, Mr. Walton. It's all my fault.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Connie. What are you doing home so... What happened to you? You're soaked.
I was attacked by a wild hose in front of Rathbone's Palace.
I thought you were working this morning. What were you doing at Rathbone's Palace?
Therein lies the tale. Mm-hmm. Is there something I should know about my credit card?
Like what?
Like, why Rathbone's Palace wouldn't let me buy something because their computer wouldn't give me... authorization?
You tried to buy something and they couldn't authorize your card?
The sales clerk thought it might have something to do with my, credit limit.
Oh, I see. Maybe you better go upstairs and change into something drier while I call the credit card company.
Okay.
Well, I hope this is a lesson to you, Simon.
Sure is. Never let a girl hold a power sprayer.
Wrong. Try again.
Listen to you in the future?
Yeah, much better. Do you understand now why I didn't want you to use the power sprayer? It's a sophisticated piece of equipment, at least for my business, that requires some training. That's why I wanted to make sure you mastered the basic stuff first, and then I'd move you on to some more difficult responsibilities.
So what'd they say?
Your card couldn't be authorized because you went over your credit limit.
I did?
Yes, and I'm very surprised.
Why? How much was my credit limit?
$250.
What? That's a mistake.
For whom? Are you sure you haven't spent that much?
In only a couple of days? No way. I just bought a few things, that's all. Not $250 worth.
Connie, my guess is, if you look through your receipts, your few things cost more than you thought.
I can't believe it.
Believe it.
But where am I going to get that kind of money when the bill comes?
That's a very good question. I can't wait to hear your answer.
I don't know.
Good thing I set the limit at only $250. Just imagine the mess you'd be in if you were allowed to spend more.
How embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I tricked myself. Every time I pulled out the card to buy something, I felt like I had a good reason. I guess I didn't.
Probably not.
You knew this would happen, didn't you?
Well, I didn't know it would happen. I was hoping you'd be more responsible than that. But I figured it wouldn't hurt to have a safety net your first time out.
And that's the last of it.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, no problem. We'll just take it out of your pay a little at a time.
Ugh, how depressing.
No point in being depressed. You learned something really important today. Granted, you did it the hard way, but it's still important. You ever read the Bible, Simon?
Well, sometimes.
Good, because there's something in there that ties into what you learned today.
Really? Like what?
Well, I think it's the idea that God entrusts us with things a little at a time. As we show maturity in how we use what he's given us, then he entrusts us with more. But if we misuse what little he's given us, he may take it away. So whether you meant to or not, you played out a Bible teaching in what you did today.
I did? That's weird.
Nah, not weird, Simon. Happens all the time around here. Now, get in the truck while I haggle with Bart about that window.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Connie. What are you doing here? You're not supposed to work today.
Well, I talked Jason into letting me work more hours over the next couple of weeks.
And why, may I ask?
I got a little carried away with my new credit card, and I'm going to have a whopper of a bill coming at the end of the month.
I see. Well, then allow me to contribute to your debt by paying for at least half of our meal together last night.
Well, normally I'd say no, but in this case... Thanks, Eugene. I'll take it.
You're welcome.
Boy, I learned my lesson about credit cards. Mm. In fact, I'm not even carrying it around anymore. I'll keep it at home until I'm absolutely sure I need it.
Good idea.
Eugene?
Yes?
What's that on your lip? Did you have some hot chocolate with your breakfast?
No. It's the start of my new mustache. A symbol of the change in my life and personality.
Oh, a symbol of change, huh?
Mm-hmm. Don't you like it?
It's, well, as symbols go, are you sure you don't want to just part your hair in a different place or maybe wear a different color vest?
It's either the mustache or perhaps having my ear pierced, possibly a tattoo.
Eugene!
Or how about a gold cap for my front teeth or a mohawk haircut, perhaps all of the above.
Forget I said anything, okay? Your mustache looks terrific. Just start small with that.
Thank you. I shall.
Though I have some eyeliner in my purse if you want it, you know, just to sort of fill it out a little bit.
Miss Kendall, you jest.
Oh, come on, just a little. Really, really,
come on.
How it looks.
Get away from me.
Hey, don't be such a coward.
No, go,
great.
Go away.
No, I've
cease
seen
and desist.
Before.
Help,
really
Mr. Allen.
A lot better.
Mad
I'm not
woman
kidding.
With eyeliner
just
pencil.
Hold still. Help. Wait, just look at it.
You know, the two stories we heard today have a lot in common. Both of them talk about something the Bible calls stewardship. Stewardship is when we acknowledge that everything we have, our possessions, talents, money, spiritual gifts, even our lives, really belong to God. We may think they're ours, but they aren't. God has loaned everything to us, trusting us with more and more as we show good sense and responsibility in how we use them. Like we saw in today's stories, Connie and Simon saw two different sides of good stewardship. For Connie, it had to do with responsible use of money. For Simon, it had to do with responsible use of his talents. In either case, we all have to be wise as we use the wonderful things God has given us. Why don't you write and tell me about how you're a good steward? I'd love to hear from you. Our address is
Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And don't forget to ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called A Little Credit, Please. That address again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Little Credit, Please was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.